We've got Blue Jay head football coach Bill Nelson now joining us in studio. We're not talking Blue Jay football, though. We're talking summer development, which I guess could lead into Blue Jay football, though. Coach, 2022 summer strength and conditioning, it's just around the corner. What can we look forward to this year with bad 22?
You know, it's one where you talk about everything happens for a reason. And the one thing, one of the good things that came out of COVID was we're just a summer program that kids paid $50 for, and we offered 4 to 5 days a week of athletic development, you know, and between our strength training, between our speed work, our movement stuff, and then we had our middle school and high school sessions. Well, what COVID, what we allowed to kind of fly under the radar, and ours became a class. So now it's accredited. You can take it, if it's taken for credit, it's free. If it's not for taking for credit, it's $50, which still is. I think we have 31 total sessions. If you come to those, if you come to all the speed school stuff, there is another 57, I think, or a total of 57, you know. And then if you pick up the double day stuff, there's another 3 a week, you know. So if you are paying the $50 or if not, regardless, it's still extremely cheap for what we do. And the whole number one goal is that, yeah, we want to get faster, we want to get stronger, we want to get more explosive. Yes, we do. But along those same lines is we want to, you know, we're trying to increase our injury prevention, you know what I mean, limit those injuries and get stronger along the way. And the next biggest thing is confidence, you know. And as you go, for example, we're wrapping up our classes for the year, you know. We've had we've got classes all throughout the day. We've got some kids that were starting off just brand new, you know, whether it's in January, whether it was in last August, and now we're there to the point where they're at, and you're seeing kind of the progress that they've made. You know, we don't max. I hate that word. You know, we don't. Do we train heavy? Do we train light? Yes, we do. We're always kind of running to peaks and valleys. You know what I mean? Depending on where they're at in their athletic seasons and so on and so forth, and making modifications where we need to. Yeah. You know, but that confidence and how that changes things. You know, when a student athlete walks in the room for the first time, they're pretty wide eyed. You know, and as they become more and more comfortable, and we open it up for our sixth graders. So in the summer, we average we've had a summer where we had 52, and then we had a summer where we had 84. You know, we went live with the signups last week, and our middle school kids, we added a fourth day. And last summer was one of the best attended summers we've had. We had like 74 kids, and we're pushing those numbers already, and we're only had the signups open for 4 days.
Right.
You know, so on the high school end of it, we've always went. We used to go a Monday, Wednesday, Friday lift, but a Tuesday, Thursday, we had big group runs. Well, the kids back then used to like the big group runs. Well, with COVID, we kind of had to, we only had so much time. We only could go 14 minutes, 14 kids in a group, and that was challenging. So what's our most bang for the buck we can get done? You know what I mean? So it was like about a 45 and 15, you know, from a lift and a speed work standpoint, and then last summer we kind of added stuff back to it. Well, now we have our turf field, we have Erstead Field up there. So we're going to utilize that this summer, and we'll have our high school sessions at 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. They'll be 50 to 55 minutes, and at 7 a.m. on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we'll have our speed and agility work. And ideally, we're getting groups of 2 to 250 out there, you know. In an ideal world, it'd be nice to break up your run and lift. Well, we're not a college setting, you know what I mean, from that standpoint. And I know it's even hard to do at a college setting, but there's some schools that will, they'll go their speed work now and they'll go their lift later. They'll go their lift now and their speed work later. If you can break them up, great. You know, that's definitely an advantage. And even the way we're going to do it, 6 a.m., that's probably one of the fullest ones right now. 6 and 8 or the high school are the two heaviest because they're either going to run afterwards or they're going to do this, you know, speed work before. So that's going to be highly encouraged. We've done some different things. We've handed out some awards in the past summers that we just kind of do some little things. And we have some stuff ready to go for this summer. We did was the gold mindset last summer, and it was, you know, gratitude, ownership, leadership, and discipline, and every week we'd select 3 to 5. Well, we'd give the kids a gold brick, and then at the end of the summer, we were building a wall, building a foundation. And, you know, so kids got a gold brick, and some kids are like, what is this?
Right.
You're not going to make any money off because it's a landscaping block that's been spray-painted. You don't even put your name on it. We put the logo on it, and this summer we're going to go back to the leadership components. You know, and every week we're going to give out something and got to kind of steer the kids and let them know on that standpoint as we go. But the biggest thing we preach too is communication. You know, are you heavily involved in summer activities? Are you not? You know, if you're just in one sport, if your sport has a summer activity, you know, summer play going on, if there's summer competition, then we need to know, you know, because you can still, We have classes that train 5 days a week all year long. And that's the strongest kids ever get is when you're taking it class. It's got to become a year-round thing. It can't just become a, hey, a seasonal, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You know, and there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's different ways to train. And we put a high emphasis, know and love our athletic trainer through JRMC. He's, you know, it's kind of fun coming back. He was a student athlete of mine for 5 years, and now we work hand in hand. You know, so we do a lot of injury prevention work. You know, and are you going to see every single rep of every single one? No. Last summer we had 240 kids, and it was a great summer. It was busy. We have more hands on now because we're a class, so we have a couple extra coaches that are there helping out too, and that makes it nice. We have watch sets, and you got to watch this, and we're watching this, and you know, and you have two designated groups. I have two groups, so on and so forth. So you want to keep it. It's always going to be extremely structured. We're always going to have fun. We're going to hold cold kids accountable. You know, but family vacations happen, camps happen, summer activities happen. You know, it's really hard to get there every single day. You know, and the more you put in, it's just like anything. The more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, and there could be a ton of things that every athlete, you know, from middle school on up through seniors could get from this camp day in and day out. And you've got four different sessions each day, limited to 42 people in a session still. And then, you know, where can people sign up for this if people are interested in getting into this?
You can go ahead and contact me. My cell phone is 320-8441, or shoot me an email, william.nelson1@k12.nd.us. And the other is, what I do is I just send the link out. A lot of you just texted it to. It's a Google Doc, and then there's a sign-up genius. And then I get a kickback right now. So, if Jaren, if you sign up,
okay,
if you want to come train this summer, we'll put some weight on your backside, okay, you know what I'm saying, and beat
Which
you up a little bit.
Probably be good for
be
me.
Okay, help you in those windy times, you know, so you don't get blown around so much. I'm just kidding. But and then there's a Google Doc that goes through, and then at the bottom there's a sign-up genius. But I get an email right back to where, hey, you've signed up at 8 a.m. or you've signed up at 11 a.m. You know what I mean? And is it going to work to do the strength portion and the speed school every day for everybody? Probably not. But we want to kind of break it up, and we found in the past that those big session speed schools, we used to do a male and a female years ago, and the guy's session would be really large, and the females would be backed off a little bit. So asked the ladies, hey, would you mind going together? And it went great. I mean, you know, you have your baseline structure, what you're going to do, and then things, when you're doing, they turn competitive, and you start making it games out of things, and then it's, all of a sudden, work becomes play, and then it's fun.
Yeah, and that's what it should be, right?
It should be. I mean, they should look forward to it, and honestly, it's probably one of the rooms that gets used the most at the high school. I mean, we're, on a year-round basis, it's extremely busy up there, and that's a good problem to have. So we're in the process. We are getting a new room. I think they're digging in actually June 6th, and it'll be on the north side of the high school. So we're going to increase our square footage from about 2,035 square feet to about 3,600. So, which it's going to be huge. We also use the hallway a lot for a lot of our stuff that we do. So that's not kind of banked into our current. But to have everything in one room and be in one spot now when we do our speed stuff, we'll still go up to the track like we do. You know, and this spring when we have our speed school stuff during the school year, we do a lot of that stuff inside, but if we can get a chance to get it on and use the turf, we'll use the turf if somebody else isn't using it. But it's going to be 7 to 8 in the morning, that is. If Mother Nature isn't going to cooperate, we can always jump in the gym because there's usually nobody starts camp stuff till 8 o'clock, and we'll be done and gone by the time that gets going. So, yeah. So it's just an extension of what we already do school year, and more from a P standpoint, more and more kids are signing up for our classes. You know, it would be nice to go ahead and get, you know, if we can get more of the young kids in going full-time year in and year out, that would be tremendously beneficial for us too.
Yeah. You can get credit for it, or you can pay the $50 to do the speed school, strength training, all of that. And then for you, this is year 10, like we've talked about. So what's been the biggest difference year one to now? What have you learned?
This is 24 years I've been, this was my, I don't want to say my calling, but I became a college strength and conditioning coach. And then I was working in the college setting, and I got the head job at NDSCS when I was a senior in college. And that summer, I'm like, hey, let's put together a strength and speed camp. So we had the first ever Wildcat strength and speed camp, and we had 54 kids sign up for it, from 7th grade up to 12th, and we had surrounding areas around. There was a lot of Wapton kids. My hometown is 60 miles away. We had four kids drive up. My brother-in-law was going to be a senior. He had three kids drive up with him, and you know, we went 3 days a week, and it was ironically Adam Roland, the head coach of Fargo North, was in that. Okay. You know, he was going to be a senior. So it's like we did that one, and then the next year we were living in a couple years later. We were living in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I did some stuff down there and came back when I was a G at NDSU. I did one at Moorhead High, and it was, you know, kind of infant stages, and it just became the point of, if we get this going at in a high school and a year round, you know, the changes that we could make, you know what I mean, and get it instilled. And people call it the culture is an overkill word, whether it's the plan, you know what I mean? Or it's basically the way you do things, the expectations, you know? And like I said, you need to be together training. I'll fight that till as long as I'm around. That's never going to change. You know what I mean? Because if you and I are playing together, I got to trust you. You got to trust me. That trust factor is there. And you can't be, it's hard to do when you're not with each other. Yeah. You know? Now, does it get a little old being with the same person all the time? Yeah. We move that stuff around. We change it around. And it's, some people get in their comfort zones of, hey, Jaron, you and I are partners again in this rack. Well, you know what? You like to talk, or I like to talk a lot. You like to work. I'm going to flip you over to the other side of the room. Do you know what I mean? And kind of break that up and a little classroom management action. But having more bodies, and this is where it's changed so much, is we have more eyes on things, helping out. And, you know, early on we started, it was myself and it was a couple other coaches. And then our athletic trainers became involved. And then we just, like I said, we've got a really good group, and 42 will be busy, but it's not like it's not manageable. So,
strength, speed, but I think more importantly, leadership development, just becoming a better character overall could be a big part of this too.
So much of that. There's so much built into it with, you know, the commitment, the dedication, you know, peace and all that, and it's serving others. Because you know what? Hey, you get done with your set. What do you need on the bar? Here's what I need. Get that changed up. Hey, can I get a spot from you? You know what? Nice job. Give a high five, a little bit of, you see that all the time with kids. It's, kids may not hang out together, but all of a sudden they get in our room and you get people in racks next to each other in groups, and they may have never had a conversation before. And then that entire summer or the class or whatever it is, do you know what I mean? They're working out together. Now, do we have to change some things as we go sometimes? Yeah, we always do. You know, it's never a perfect world, and we always get curveballs thrown at us. You have to make changes from that, but it's one where you want to make this a positive experience. We're going to work. We're going to roll our sleeves up. We're going to bring our lunch pail to work. And we were able to, we found out that being we're a summer school class, we also get chocolate milks. We also get some sandwiches, some fruit and veggies. So we're in the process of getting a fridge up in the weight room that kids will go ahead and get to have, get some calories in them right before they leave on a given day. So it doesn't mean you can stop over and have lunch, but it's not like a lunch. It's just a snack.
You go grab something out of the fridge there.
You might have to put your tennis shoes on and come out for workout in order to get some of that stuff.
Okay, so. Fair enough. Yeah, that seems like it's okay. It starts May 31st, so Tuesday, May 31st, the first day, and runs all the way through July 28th, right?
Yep, so we'll usually go Monday through Thursdays. Fridays are off. 3-day weekends are good, and then we'll go. This summer, the way the summer falls, we would have waited till the 6th, and then we had four weeks, a week off. And then we don't have 3 weeks, and because we usually like to give a good 10 days off before fall sports kick off. And I know the fall sports, I think, are the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th of the 3 weeks. Well, we usually kind of, it's about 10 days, and, you know, and some kids will say, hey, can I believe soccer is our first one to start. And some of the guys that play soccer that train us will say, hey, is it okay if I be done so I have that week off? And that's completely fine. That's understandable. I mean, that's, you know, we kind of push that because that we used to always go through the 4th of July and we'd all right, which 2 days are we going to get off? And then you go ahead and you come back for 2 days and your hardcores are there, but then your attendance is at like 50 and 60%. And then you're just, and it's kind of like, not you, it's me. It's like, where are they at? This and that. You know what? 3 years ago, we started that full week off and we should have started doing that from year one because it's good. It's a refresher. It's a refresh for the kids. Fresh for the coaches. Everybody needs a break. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then we come back recharged, and we got 3 weeks of getting after it, and then we'll be sitting here talking.
Football, yes.
Like usual. So, absolutely. But it's not, understand though that, yes, I'm the head football coach, but it's not a football thing. This is a athletic development. This is everybody. This is, you know, the entire goal is to get all of our coaches and all of our student athletes on the same page. And, you know, if we could create an issue where all six high school sessions and both middle school sessions would be full, then we have to create more sessions, you know, and
that's a good problem to have.
It is. It is a very good problem to have, you know, and we're a lot busier now than we were year one, you know, and every year's kind of grown. And obviously the COVID year, we had to kind of backscale. We had 112 kids because we couldn't bring middle school kids in, which kind of sucked, but we only had so many hours a day. I don't miss 4:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon straight through that. I'm not going to lie. That was now with how we're doing things. We're out at 3:00. We'll come back for a double day in the evening too, but the double day is about a 35 to 40 minute lift. You know, for those that it's not kind of something I've taken from some college friends, and more so it's if you're looking to put on some more lean body weight, but you can lift all you want, but if you're not eating and getting enough calories, that doesn't really work anyway. So
middle school, high school students can come and do this development. Starts 2 weeks from today.
Yep.
Runs all the way through the end of July. Doesn't have to be football. You don't have to be in football. But, coach, if people want to contact you in order to get signed up for this.
And honestly, we'll have 8 to 10 kids this summer that aren't in any sports.
Yeah.
That
just great.
Just want to work out, you know, which is awesome.
Yeah.
We're extremely open and welcome to that. I mean, I've got a couple kids that have talked to me already that are signed up that aren't in a sport right now, and they like training, like working out. Well,
That's awesome.
That's what it's there for,
yeah.
You know. So get them comfortable to the point where, you know, because there comes a day when they're not going to be, whether they're on a family vacation and they have a workout room and, hey, what do they have? What have I did? What have I done? You know what I mean? I can improvise. Well, I don't have a squat rack. Okay, they only have dumbbells. Or they don't have dumbbells. They have one barbell, and Jaren's using it right now and being kind of selfish, and I need to use body weight exercise. You know what I mean? So there's all kinds of – there's such a wide array of things, you know, and people will see me, and the first thing they think is all worried about chasing numbers and – lifting big weights. That's so far from the truth, it's not even funny. You know, spend some time in a room, see what we're all about and how we do things. And, yeah, we're going to have fun, but we're going to do things the right way too.
Yeah, push yourself a little bit too, which is always good over the summer months. All right, coach, one more time, your phone number, your email, if people want to get...
Phone number is 701-320-8441. A text message is probably the easiest just because of my school schedule and stuff. And then email is william.nelson, the number 1, at k12.nd.us.
All right, coach, appreciate your time.
Hey, appreciate you letting me come on. I think this might be the first ever radio. I mean, I shouldn't say radio plug because, you know, Steve and the other guys, Steve and Mark Kenzie back in the day used to give me a radio plug here and there.
Yeah.
But no, if you keep giving me a couple plugs, I'll hook you up with some gear too.
Absolutely. Perfect. Right. Sounds good. All right. Awesome. Thanks, coach.
Thank you.